Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, it really helps us grow. Let's get into it.
Those are nice guys.
Fools.
Why?
They make me horny.
I like when they slap me during sex.
Lay me fools.
They tickle you in a certain way, huh?
I think it's like the controlling area.
Right. Women are really turned on by the bad boys. Basically by the guys who are bad people. Let's just put it like that. Their undergarments get drowned for guys who are terrible people. And they would rather try to change or slightly tweak the bad boy to be able to fit into a relationship than ever try to make it work with a decent guy who doesn't turn her on as much. Even though that decent guy has so many great qualities that will make him a great husband, that great guy will never turn her on as much as the bad boy. So she rather just try to work with the bad aspects of the bad boy and still get the mind-blowing sex. Women don't want to fully change the bad boy into a good boy because then he'll be a good boy and he won't be attractive anymore. They want to tweak the bad boy just a bit so he's manageable in a relationship, but still keep that bad boy aura. Still be a bad boy, but come home every night. Still be a bad boy, but don't cheat on me. See what I'm saying? It's crazy when you really think about it.
He flares up your emotions when you're bored.
Yeah.
You be bored all the time, huh?
Yeah.
And give you good dick, huh?
Yeah. I'm Scorpio, though.
Do you like assholes or nice guys?
Probably assholes.
I gotta give these women props. They at least keeping it real. Most women won't admit this. Well, maybe modern women will because they have no shame. But when I was coming up, women wouldn't admit this out loud because they know people would judge them. So really, like I said, they want all the pros of a bad boy with none of the cons. Because most women live in a fairy tale world. Men know the world don't work like that. You have to take the pros and cons of everything. And everything pretty much comes with pros and cons. Everything.
Guys exist because of male restraint. Like, that's the only way you guys can exist in a peaceful society. It's male restraint. If men stop restraining, I mean, what would you really do? It's the same for black people. Like I say all the time, black people can exist because of white restraint. We are only 13% of the population. If white people said, hey, we want to bring back slavery, the only thing that would happen is we'd be slaves.
I mean, if you look at it from a statistical standpoint, that's true. But like I said on the past one, women live in a fantasy world. Most women live in a fantasy world. Not all, but most. They don't even think about these harsh realities of life. So they have the nerve to get on media and talk down on men and say men are trash and what do men even bring to society because they're living in an alternate reality. There's so many women out there who think they could genuinely punk men. Just because the man isn't saying anything back and not trying to fight you doesn't mean that you're genuinely punking a man. You're only able to punk him because he's restraining himself. But y'all will take it. I'm like, good enough for me. I don't care why I'm able to punk him, long as I'm able to punk him.
But listen, I don't owe you men to up to date anything. I'm still, I don't know.
Stop fucking lying to yourself. Like, oh, I can't have without being emotionally tied. Dude, I can fuck you and literally not think about you the next day. Stop exactly. Giving yourself that much credit.
But no, hold on. Let go. Why can you do that? Why?
The same reason you guys can, because I'm exactly. Not in tune with myself. That's
most,
why.
Most women don't behave that way. So when a woman does, and she's a, even though a man can and he's a, it's different for you than it
why?
Is for
it's
me.
Biological. Why?
Because emotionally,
why?
Those women, we want a woman that can emotionally bond with us, not one that's been a who can't later on.
Yeah, by the time a woman can just have one night stands and totally be numb to it emotionally, that woman is done. I wouldn't advise any man to deal with her in a serious way. Women can do it, but by the time they can do it, it's over for them. As far as finding love and being in a healthy relationship for the rest of their lives, and no, that's over with at that point. Please, ladies, don't get to that point. For society's sake, you're not a man. You're never going to be a man, and there's always going to be different standards and expectations of men and women. They're never going to be the same, ever. So just let that go.
So it's different.
Let me say this.
They are more likely to leave you, according to psychology studies. A woman with more than 10 bodies has a higher rate of divorce with a man, according to psychologist.com.